Ideas have begun flowing in a new Facebook group aimed at keeping the doors to the local YMCA open. Called Save Our YMCA, Sault Ste. Marie, the page has grown to more than 2,000 members strong in just 48 hours. Allie Denny, a longtime instructor with the girls' gymnastics team at the Y, created the group earlier this week after she, like many in the Sioux, were stunned to learn the recreational hub would be ceasing all of its operations by this time next month. As Sioux Today's Kenneth Armstrong reported earlier this week, the closure would impact 169 jobs and put 541 daycare spaces at risk. Around 2,800 residents would also lose their memberships. "It should have never gotten to this point," Denny said. "That was one of the things stressed at this week's meeting. Why didn't we know? We could have done fundraisers, we could have had investors or sponsors come in. We could have done all that if we knew. We've had people in the group say they work out in other places, and if they had known the Y was in dire straits, they would have switched over. No big deal," she added. "The community is widely saying, 'Why didn't we know? We would have helped.' It's been such an emotional ride." After holding back tears during Wednesday's members' meeting at the Y, Denny noted that she, along with other colleagues and locals, have had a few days to contemplate the issue. Many of them are now sharing their ideas online in an effort to halt the looming closure of a 125-year-old institution. "There's lots of really like-minded folks brainstorming here," she said. "There are people in the community who definitely want to fight to keep this open, and there's a lot of folks who are in a position to help. There are big businesses in this city that could group together." Ideas have stemmed from every corner of the fiscal spectrum, from organizing 50-50 raffles or expanding volunteer-run programs, to renting out unused space inside the facility. Many in the group have called on the city to purchase the Y, but Mayor Matthew Shoemaker noted it's unlikely they would do so. He expects municipal services will take on additional responsibilities to soften the looming impact of losing the facility. Among the most vocal in the Facebook group has been Brent Rubel, a local entrepreneur who made headlines last year when he paddled down the St. Mary's River in his giant pumpkin. He suggested the idea of running the YMCA like a co-op. "It'd essentially bring power and responsibility to the community," he wrote. "A co-op YMCA concept could function similarly to co-op housing, emphasizing community ownership and management. Members could share responsibilities for the facility's operation and decision-making processes, potentially lowering costs and creating a strong community spirit," he added. "This model could involve membership fees being reinvested into the facility, improvements decided democratically, and programs tailored to meet the specific needs of the member community." This proposal, in addition to the 20 bullet point ideas he brought forward to the group, was met with a tremendous amount of positivity and support on social media. The group's creator says it's those kinds of suggestions that could lead to brighter days on McNabb Street. "It's been really inspiring to see everybody's different perspectives and new ideas," Denny said. "That's the basis here. Not one person can save the Y and stop this from happening. It's going to take our community to do that, with new ideas. You have 2,000 people in the group. If that many people are that passionate about it and would buy a whole membership for a year up front, what kind of dent would even that put in the situation?" Following the heightened portions of COVID, the Sioux's Y put together a publicly available comprehensive strategy development plan entitled Here to Stay, for 2022 to 2027. That strategic plan highlighted three key areas: a place to call home, our people, and funding diversification. Denny believes the community had a right to know about the issues faced by the Y sooner, to a certain degree, as even she felt left in the dark as a longtime member, instructor, and supporter of the facility. On the other hand, she can't begin to imagine the number of complexities that were involved which led to this week's announcement, most of which may never be revealed. "We're not privy to everything in business, and not everything can be a matter of public record," she admitted. "Unfortunately, I think there's a lot of legalities and contracts involved that the general public just doesn't know about, and there's probably some things that were binding. While the uncertainties around YMCA's status continues to weigh heavy on the community, there's one point Denny knows to be true. The Y was an opportunity I wouldn't have been able to have if it weren't for the subsidies they offer, she said. From when I was growing up to now, I'm certain a lot more families are edging into that low-income category. What happens if these kids' talents go unnoticed, or they don't get a chance to achieve their dreams? For the population we have so many star athletes. What happens if these kids don't even have the chance to do that? What about just keeping kids active, healthy, and engaged? It's so important. Members of Save Our YMCA are organizing a rally outside the McNabb Street facility on Monday, April 22 from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Denny is urging supporters, residents, and even the mayor and city councilors to join them in a sign of solidarity that she feels is an absolutely essential step in their journey to recovering a community staple. We really think this would be a good start, she said. We ask people to be respectful, don't block parking lots, and try to park somewhere other than the Y and walk over so we're not disrupting members and daycare pickups and drop-offs.